Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco. We are coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and today is February 3, 2007. Before we get into describing what's going to be going on today's show, I'd like to thank people for their comments. I've been asking for comments for quite a while now, and people have actually left them, and I haven't acknowledged them, and I feel pretty bad about that. So I'm going to start acknowledging all the good effort that people put in. Off our bulletin board, for example, there's Tegan and Gibbon and Automaton 2 and Joshua Hacken. They've been leaving quite a bit of recent comments lately, and I really do appreciate it. It really does help get the conversation going. It gives feedback, it gives interest, it gives differences of opinion, and it's very much greatly appreciated. Likewise, directly within the blog, a number of people have left comments as well. There's Becky, there's Gary H, who recently left a really nice comment, and there's Foolish Nun that also left a comment on our Painting with Light podcast, where this person tried to actually light some moving water, which I suspect would be a really interesting thing to do. And if Foolish Nun is listening, I'd love to see the results. So you can either post them directly to the bulletin board, can even post them to the blog. You can just post them. Love to see them. And again, it's always appreciated. I'm going to re-acknowledge people. But again, comments are so appreciated on the bulletin board, in the blog, the bulletin board. Just go to photography.ca, make your way to the bulletin board. Directly on the blog, photography.ca/blog. You just go in, you just leave an email address, any email address, and I'll approve the comment. We keep them unapproved by default for spam reasons, but I look at it very frequently, so it'll get moderated within a day max under normal circumstances. So please leave your comments. Okie doke, so for today's show, we are going to do an interview by telephone with wedding photographer from Montreal, Dominic Fizzotto. Dominic is a fantastic wedding photographer, and he has an artful style. He's also a friend of mine, so I do know him. And he's going to share a little bit about his technique with us, what makes his style a bit arty, how he goes about doing his work, and how he became a wedding photographer. So rather than talk about it, let's get into it now. So I'd like to welcome Dominic Fizzotto to our podcast today. In the interests of full disclosure, I should tell you straight up, Dominic Fizzotto is an excellent wedding photographer from Montreal, and I know him. He's a friend of mine. We went to school together around the time Al Gore invented the internet, and he's an excellent wedding photographer. Hey, Dom, glad to have you on the line today.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. So if you hear us joking around, people, it's because we've known each other for a long, long time, and we actually like each other. We've worked together, and Dom's a great guy. And he's going to provide us with some info today. And the first thing I'd like to ask him is, we have a lot of people on our site that want to be wedding photographers. They're interested in wedding photography. So, Dom, what advice would you give to wedding photographers or wedding photographer wannabes? How do you become a wedding photographer? What would you suggest?
I would suggest getting some clients. That's the most important part about wedding photography. You're not a wedding photographer without a couple, a bride and a groom. So get a couple and, you know, tell them you'll do your wedding, their wedding, and, you know, it's great.
Would you suggest doing a couple of weddings for free or something like that, just to start?
A couple, I would do a lot more than a couple. That's how I started a long time ago. I would experiment a bit with the first few clients so that, you know, you don't make any errors on the paying jobs, and that's basically what I did. I definitely don't want to have crying clients when I was getting paid for them.
Right, right. But you also, of course, you did some, before you even attempted your first wedding, you would have definitely assisted another photographer or two several times?
Oh, many times, for free also. And that's the key word, is that a photographer doesn't want to train anybody because, you know, just doesn't pay the bills.
Right.
But I was willing to go and learn the craft from other photographers.
And how long did you apprentice for, let's say?
I would say 2 years, 2 or 3 years. I mean, that would be about 50 weddings.
So before you even shot your first paying wedding, you assisted another photographer 50 times?
About 40 to 50 times, in that range.
Well, that's excellent advice. I mean, that really tells the story that you're not just going to go out there and shoot a wedding. You need to have some experience first. Would you say that, let's say someone's already very comfortable with the camera, would you say that they should still apprentice before shooting? Should they still assist another wedding photographer before trying their own gig first?
Yeah, for sure. Because having a camera doesn't mean you're going to take nice photos, and you're not going to, it doesn't mean that you're going to make the couple relaxed either. So the most important part of wedding photography is being comfortable with the bride and groom, and like that, it, being in their personal space. So that takes a lot of getting used to. And it's just not because I know how to use a camera that I'll get great pictures. You have to have that personal relationship.
And you kind of, I mean, that's something else besides the whole technical aspect of shooting. I mean, that's something else that you could learn, again, by assisting another wedding photographer, seeing how his style is or her style is, and then kind of reacting, developing your own style accordingly, but learning from them.
For sure. It's not, I don't think it's about technique at all with weddings. I think it's more about personality.
Yeah.
Everyone has technique. I mean, just a matter of, like, how you apply it. How does it relate to getting it on paper after, like, on film or on digital? It's really the personality. It's the relationship between the couple and the photographer.
Okay. But because I know you and I know your work, I would definitely say that you have like a very artful style beyond the straight posy type shots that our parents would have taken from their generation. Your style, it's pretty artful. It's very candid. Sometimes you won't just shoot a whole body. You'll shoot a hand. You'll shoot a shoulder. How did you develop this artsy style, and how do you keep current with style? How do you develop your style?
Well, the whole idea of taking body parts was just to, you know, take details of a body and then assemble them in your album. So you'd have the back of the dress, a flower, a ring, you know, just the dress details, the appliques on the dress. Tons of little details, like the cufflinks on a groom. You add that all in, and it makes a quite a interesting story because people have planned their weddings for so long. This is what makes the wedding interesting or different from another wedding. So it's all the details. How do I plan it? I don't actually, like, just see it. It's a visual thing. I say, whoa, that would look nice with a nice headshot, you know, the cufflinks and a headshot. I think it's just a matter of, like, experimenting and finding your own style.
It's interesting that you said, you know, it's all about the details. You're absolutely right. The bride and groom, they will spend, well, more the bride anyway, but she will spend like tons of time on all the small details, on the groom's cufflinks, on her little accessory on the dress, on her hair. She's spending time on each of those details. So for you to actually capture them on a more, not a macro level, but like a close-up level of a detail, that's something that she's definitely going to appreciate because she's put the time in.
For sure, and it's a bride's wedding. Let's be honest, it's not a groom's wedding. I actually worry about grooms who are too involved in the wedding. So it is a bride's wedding. So definitely, like, I do cater to the bride and her needs and wants. So that's what I aim for.
Very cool. Very cool. In terms of keeping current again, do you read fashion magazines? Do you look at the styles of other photographers?
I definitely look at fashion magazines. I think that's a good inspiration. Looking at other photographers, I don't really look at local photographers because that doesn't motivate me. I look more at international wedding photographers. Like if I go to a show in Las Vegas and I see new exciting stuff, new techniques, new albums, that inspires me because most importantly, I want to be different from my local environment here. So that's what I look at and that's what motivates me is just being a bit different and maybe a little bit fashiony, but not so much that the client doesn't understand it.
And that's pretty much a good point, actually. I'm sure our listeners are going to actually be impressed. So it's not just you're rehashing the same wedding shoot over and over. You're going to events. You're looking at magazines. You're keeping current of styles. You're learning.
Yes, definitely. And it is always a learning process. That's definitely a big thing.
And for our last question, I guess, again, we're friends. I know that you've made the switch from digital to traditional photography, and now I believe you're 100% digital. Is that correct?
Totally. I actually just photographed all my gear so I can sell it, all the film gear, and was thinking that it's time to move forward with digital.
Okay, so I guess the when is now already, you've already gone digital, but when did you make the transition to be 100% digital?
I would say I've been digital for about 5 years, but not giving it to my clients since like last year, 100%.
100%. So as of last year, you're 100% digital. The next question would be, why did you go digital?
I went digital because I couldn't find film anymore.
the films that you were shooting with became unavailable?
Exactly. So it was harder and harder to find film that I'd like to use, and I had no choice but to choose films that I didn't appreciate. And then I figured that it's best just to, you know, jump in the digital realm.
And are you able to reproduce the effects of the films accurately enough for you, the ones you used to use? I know from having worked with you in the past, you like to use grainy film sometimes. Can you reproduce that type of effect? And I know you also like to sepia tone some of the images. Do you still reproduce those effects? Are they working just as well for you now in the digital domain?
I could make it work, but I figured that I wouldn't work backwards and I would work forward, and I decided to let that all go. So I've started brand new. So the new styles that I am developing are for digital, and I'm not trying to go backwards where I'm trying to emulate film. If I felt I needed the film look, I would definitely just shoot film.
So you've basically changed styles in a way since you've gone from traditional to digital?
100%.
Which is easier to use?
Film.
Film is easier to use. Why would you say that?
There's more exposure latitude and it's less prone to errors, and I don't have to store all the images on a computer and duplicate it and have it on optical media as well, so that in case of total loss, you know, you don't lose any information.
Which takes more time? Like after, let's say you had a wedding shoot 2 years ago, you shot totally traditional on film, now you're shooting totally digital. Which takes more time at the end of the day once you add all the hours up?
Digital definitely takes more time to process proofs, but there's also a cost savings not having film. So you actually take the cost savings of not purchasing film, put it into labor, and it actually is the same difference. I think it costs just a bit more, but it's more convenient when you're making the albums. It's a little bit easier to make the albums with digital.
Very good information. And for our last question, I guess for the gearheads, everyone is going to want to ask this question: what gear do you use, and are you happy with it?
I'm never happy with the gear that I use, but the gear that I use now is a Canon 5D. I have two bodies. I have a 24-70 from Canon. I have a 16-35, a 50mm 1.4, a 70-200, or a 70-210 2.8 with an image stabilizer on it, and 100mm 2.8. There's a lot of little toys, but they end up making my life a little bit easier. I'm waiting for the new Canon camera to come out shortly, and then you know, we'll take it from there. Hopefully, I'll have a different sensor.
Of the lenses that you have, you've named a bunch. What do you have, a favorite? Do you have one that's your money lens, let's say?
The 24-70 is actually a workhorse lens.
Yeah.
When it is working, when it is working, it's amazing. The 70-200 is a fun lens to use because it has the image stabilizer on it, so I can shoot much lower shutter speeds and still get interesting shots.
And you're always going to, you know, for those people thinking of getting into this, going backward a few minutes, you're always going to have a second body. You're always going to have a second shooter at these gigs just so that nothing goes wrong.
Totally, 100%.
How many cameras would you use per event?
Two.
Two. And are you shooting medium format at all, or that's completely over?
It's been over for about 2 or 3 years, the medium format.
Okay. And again, it's just because of the ease of digital, again, the film reason?
It's actually speed.
It's speed.
I transitioned from medium to 35mm film because of speed. Clients didn't like waiting anymore. It takes longer to focus, longer to change film. So, and then we changed to 35, and then we transitioned from film to digital, like last year.
Very good, very good. So if people want to see your photography, let's say either, you know, budding photographers, or if there's people getting married, they can definitely go to domphoto.com. I've been to the site many times. I like the music. It's a very sleek, clean design. How often do you update it?
Well, we just updated it. I just went through a whole revamp like this year. So I don't expect to revamp it, you know, till next year with new weddings, but at the moment, I think it's really cool. I love the website.
I love it too, actually. And we're going to put a direct link or two in the show notes. If on the very last question, and then I'll let you go, Dom, thanks for your time. Do you have like a couple of favorite wedding shots? Do you have like 5 or 10 that stand out in your head?
100%.
100%.
And they're the ones I showcase before entering my website. They rotate. Like every time you would enter the website, it would change. The first 5 images would change.
And those first five images are the ones that you're like supremely proud of or that you think are like full-on winners.
Yeah, totally. I have a lot of winners. Everything on the website's a winner, definitely.
Or else it wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, Dom. Well, I want to thank you so much for doing this podcast with us. I know a lot of both budding wedding photographers and just general photographers will find interest in what you had to say. So thanks so much, and maybe we could do this again in the future at another date.
Anytime, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, Dom. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
So I'd very much like to thank Dominic Fizzotto for that interview. I learned quite a bit, and he really is a great photographer. So I recommend you take a look at his website just for learning, or if you do, in fact, need an amazing wedding photographer. So thanks so much, Dom. As always, and as mentioned at the beginning, if people would like to leave comments, it's so appreciated. Through the bulletin board, photography.ca, just make your way to the bulletin board, or through the blog directly, photography.ca/blog. Leave your comments, and I'm going to start discussing them more and more, so it's really appreciated. So that's it for us for today. Please keep tuning in. You can subscribe for free through iTunes. Just follow the links. That's one of the easiest ways to do it. And we'll see you again next week. So thanks for listening, everyone, and keep on shooting. Bye for now.